Hello, everyone. It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. And get comfortable.
And I'm Marie. Yeah, sit back and relax. Today's topic is home.
And the title of our lesson is Susie's Living Room. Susie's Living Room. Marie, what did we learn in yesterday's lesson?
We learned about different types of furniture, such as a sofa and a table. These things belong in your living room.
Right, and today we will continue to learn about living room furniture. So let's begin. Here's Marie with our Read It.
What happened to Susie's sofa? A dog ruined it. Susie is still looking for a living room set. She wants a set with a nice armchair. She also wants a new bookcase. Alex arranged his living room furniture nicely. His sofa is along one wall. He has a lamp on a table between two armchairs.
Oh no, that dog! He ruined Susie's couch.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I have a cat, and my cat has very sharp claws. He's always scratching my sofa and my armchair, so I cover them with blankets. Friends, make sure to take good care of your furniture.
That's right. If you don't, you'll be like Susie and you'll be shopping for more furniture. That's expensive. Well, friends, let's get started with our lesson. Here's Christina to teach us our key words.
Hello, 我们今天的话题是换家具。Susie 想要换家具，她需要新的沙发。Ben 问她 What happened to your sofa? 你的沙发怎么了？动词 happen 是发生的意思。Susie 不只是想要换掉沙发，还想要买茶几和 armchair。Armchair 是由 arm 和 chair 两个字拼在一起的，通常是指有扶手的单人沙发或者是座椅。再来，她还想要买一个书柜 bookcase. She also wants a new bookcase. Taylor 问 Alex 是怎么样摆设她客厅的家具。How did you arrange your living room furniture? 动词 arrange 就是安排、布置或摆设的意思。Alex 说她的客厅有沙发，还有两张单人的扶手沙发，两张沙发中间有一张桌子，桌上还有一盏灯。There is a lamp on the table. 立灯或者是台灯就是 lamp.
So, Susie, what happened to your sofa?
I was taking care of my neighbor's dog. I left the dog alone for a couple of hours and...
And the dog ruined the sofa.
Right.But I needed a new sofa anyway.
Why did you need a new sofa?
Because my old sofa was more than 10 years old.
You know, I feel really bad for what happened to Susie. Can you tell us about this word happened?
Sure. We use the word happen when things aren't planned.
That's right. For example, the other day I came with coffee all over my shirt. Marie asked me, what happened, Peter? I told her, I spilled coffee. That's what happened.
You need to be careful. So what did happen to Susie's sofa? Well, she was taking care of her neighbor's dog. She said, I left the dog alone for a couple of hours. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
Susie 说她替邻居照顾狗，结果她把狗放着没管，最后发现狗把她的沙发咬破了。Susie 说 I left the dog alone for a couple of hours. 从这个句子里我们可以学习片语 leave alone. 动词 leave 在这里是连缀动词，表达让某人事物处于在某种状态。形容词 alone 是独自或者是单独的，所以 leave the dog alone 就是让那只狗独自待着。 片语 leave alone 在很多情况下都可以使用，比如说有小 baby 很可爱，他们可以自己躺着自己说话自己玩，所以 you can leave the baby alone for a while， 让他自己待一下没关系。碰到有人想要一个人静一静不受干扰的时候，也可以说 let's leave her alone。还有一种情况，比如说你看到一些人在欺负你的同学，你可能会对他说 leave her alone， 这种情况就是叫那些人走开的意思。
Thank you, Christina. When you leave something alone, it means without anyone or without anything.
Yeah, maybe you have a pet, a dog or a cat. You might leave them alone sometimes.You leave them alone at your house while you go to work or go shopping or go to school.
Right. Maybe you are feeling sick or having a bad day. You can say, I want to be alone. You want to be by yourself.
So what happened when Susie left the dog alone? Well, that dog ruined her sofa. Oh, no. When something is ruined, itcan't be used because it's damaged. We've all had ruined things before, right?
Yeah, I ruined my phone before. Do you want to know how I did that? Well, I dropped it in the toilet. It got all wet, so I had to buy a new one.
That's a terrible way to ruin your phone. Friends, have you ever ruined anything? If so, how was it ruined?I bet you have a good story. Tell a friend about it.
Susie needs a new sofa anyways. It's 10 years old.
10 years old? You know what? I think she can get a new sofa anyway, even if a dog didn't ruin it.
Yeah, I think she could. All right, well, let's find out what else Susie wants to buy. Let's go to conversation B.
Susie, did you buy a new sofa yet?
No, I'm still looking. I want a living room set with a nice armchair.
That's a good idea. Then everything will match.
Yes, I also want a new bookcase. I have a lot of books.
Maybe you can find furniture on sale.
I want to.A living room set can cost a lot of money.
Susie did not buy a new sofa. She says, I'm still looking.
I'm still looking.
What are you talking about, Peter? You're still looking for what?
I'm still looking. There it is. It's today's calendar phrase!
I'm still looking.
I'm still looking.
我还在找。
Did you find your keys?
No, I'm still looking.
Did you find your wallet?
No, I'm still looking.
Did you find your glasses?
No, I'm still looking.
Maybe your wife can help you.
I don't have a wife. I'm still looking.
Oh.
I'm still looking.
I'm still looking.
我还在找。
That was a great calendar phrase. Let's practice using it. Peter, did you buy that new car yet?
Not yet. I'm still looking.Marie, did you find a dress for the party?
I didn't. I'm still looking. Friends, practice using this phrase with a friend. Now we learned that Susie wants a new living room set with a nice armchair.
Oh, an armchair. Well, I know what an armchair is. I have two arms. And I know what a chair is. You sit in a chair. But...What is an armchair?
Well, let's take a look at this picture behind us. In the back, you can see an armchair. You can see that there is a place where you can rest your arms on it. The part on the side is where you put your arms.
That's why, Peter, it's called an armchair.
That looks like a great chair. You can sit in it and rest your arms. If I had one, I would sit on it and read my books, drink some coffee, watch some TV.
Wow, you would do lots of things. Well, maybe you're sitting on one right now, watching Peter and I.
Well, Susie also wants a bookcase. Can you tell us what a bookcase is?
A bookcase is a piece of furniture that has shelves. It holds books. Peter, I know you love to read. Do you have a bookcase in your house?
I do. I have a bookcase, and the shelves are full of great books. Friends, I hope you like to read, too. Well, right now we need to take a break, and we'll see you after this. Don't go away! Hi friends, welcome back from the break. Well, today we're talking about furniture, and we know the word sofa, but there is another word that means the same thing.
Yes, there is. We also use the word couch. I can say, please sit on the couch, or don't eat on the couch. We use both sofa and couch very often. All right, well, let's learn more. Let's go to Conversation C right now. How did you arrange your living room furniture, Alex?
Well, my sofa is along the wall. And my pillows are in the middle of the room.
Do you have armchairs?
Yes, I have two. There is a table between them. And there is a lamp on the table. The TV is on another wall.
That sounds like a comfortable living room.
It is.
The first thing Taylor asks Alex is, how do you arrange your living room furniture? When you arrange something, you put it in order. You choose the way you want it to be.
Right. You put things in a certain way. Peter, how do you arrange your office desk?
Well, my computer is in the middle of my desk, and on the right side is my phone, my pencils, and my notebooks. On the left is my calendar. It's a great arrangement.
Oh, yes it is. I've seen it before. So, do you guys like to take pictures? Maybe you can try to arrange your pictures in a photo album. Taylor arranged her furniture. Her sofa is along the wall, and her pillows are in the middle of the room. Very nice, Taylor.
In our conversation, we learned that Alex has two armchairs, and there is a table between them with a lamp on it. Let's talk about the word lamp. A lamp makes light.
Yes, it does. And many people keep lamps on side tables in the living room or in their bedrooms.
That's right. Make sure to turn on your lamp before you start reading.
Yeah, and turn off your lamp before you go to sleep. Well, Taylor likes how Alex arranged his living room. She says, that sounds like a comfortable living room. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this sentence.
Taylor 觉得 Alex 的客厅听起来很舒服的样子。他说 ,That sounds like a comfortable living room. 这里的句子 sound 是连缀动词,听起来怎么样的意思。连缀动词可以有两种主要的表达方式。第一种就是 sounds like something, 表示听起来像什么东西。比如说 ,it sounds like two dogs outside, 听起来有两只狗在外面。或者 ,that sounds like a car accident, 外面发出巨响听起来好像是车祸的声音。另外一种就是 sound 加上形容词。例如 ,that sounds easy, 听起来很简单。You sound sick, 你听起来好像生病了。这些都是连缀动词的两种主要用法，你学会了吗？
Thank you, Christina. This is a great sentence to know. We should probably go to Rebecca to learn more about this. What do you think?
That sounds like a good idea. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Today, we have a very special treat for you. We get to learn a grammar point. That sounds like a noun. For example, that sounds like a good movie, or...That sounds like a delicious meal. Now it's up to you to use it.
Yes. Oh, wow, thank you so much, Rebecca. Well, we are out of time for today. We need to practice our key words. That sounds like a great idea.
Yes, it does. So let's begin.
Here's our first key word of the day.Happen. Happen. What happened to your new car?
Armchair. Armchair. Steve sat in an armchair reading a book.
Bookcase. Bookcase. Karen has 200 books in her bookcase.
Arrange, arrange. Please arrange the plates on the table.
Lamp, lamp. Turn on the lamp so you can see. All right, friends, those are the key words for today. Make sure to practice. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
So, Susie, what happened to your sofa?
I was taking care of my neighbor's dog. I left the dog alone for a couple of hours and...
And the dog ruined the sofa.
Right. But I needed a new sofa anyway.
Why did you need a new sofa?
Because my old sofa was more than 10 years old.
Susie, did you buy a new sofa yet?
No, I'm still looking. I want a living room set with a nice armchair.
That's a good idea. Then everything will match.
Yes, I also want a new bookcase. I have a lot of books.
Maybe you can find furniture on sale.
I want to.A living room set can cost a lot of money.
How did you arrange your living room furniture, Alex?
Well, my sofa is along the wall. And my pillows are in the middle of the room.
Do you have armchairs?
Yes.I have two. There is a table between them. And there is a lamp on the table. The TV is on another wall.
That sounds like a comfortable living room.
It is.
Ginger, you ruined the living room furniture. What happened?
Sorry, Monkey Man. I just started chewing the sofa, and I couldn't stop.
Yeah, the sofa, the armchair, the bookcase, the lamp.
Yeah, and the pillows for dessert. They were really good.
Well, now we need new furniture.
Oh, don't worry, Monkey Man. I can help you shop for it.
Yeah, but will you help pay for it?
No.I like spending your money, not mine.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm sorry, Monkey Man. I won't chew the furniture anymore.
I hope not. Look, I have something for you.
Oh, what is it?
It's gum. So the next time you want to chew something, chew this.
Oh, Okay, can I try?
Well, sure. This is banana flavor.
Ooh!
Just for you.
All right! I can't wait!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about furniture. Please help me welcome my guest, Ms. Sophie Couch.
Hello, everybody. It's so good to be here.
It is good to have you, Sophie. Sophie, I have a question here from one of my friends. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, I'll try.
Great. Our question today comes from Unling Zhang of Taipei, Taiwan. Unling writes, Hi, Rob. I need a couch for my living room. Can you tell me about the different types of couches I can buy? Excellent question, Unling. Sophie, can you help us?
Sure. All right. Now, couches are a common living room furniture.
That's right. Couches are pieces of furniture that seat two or three people.
Yes. A couch that seats only two people is called a love seat.
And one that seats three people is just called a couch?
That's right.
What about a couch that can sit more than three or more people?
Well, some people call these bigger couches sofas. Sofas can be very long. Sometimes eight or nine people can sit on a sofa.
I have a sofa in my living room, but only about four people can sit on it. And my parents have a special kind of sofa. It pulls out into a bed.
Yes, we call those sofa beds. They are convenient when guests come to visit.
That's true. Well, thanks for your help, Sophie. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Marie, you know what I'm going to do when I get home tonight?
What will you do, Peter?
I am going to start arranging my bedroom. It's been a while.
Oh, that sounds nice. So you will move your bed, your tables, and your chairs in a different spot, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's been a while, and I think I just need more room in my bedroom. That way I can study more in there.
Oh, that's a great idea. You know what? I think I'm going to arrange my living room, bedroom, and maybe my bathroom.
Well, calm down, Marie. It's really tiring to arrange your whole house. Maybe just pick one room. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed learning about furniture. And tomorrow we have a great news lesson. We'll see you then, right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye! Bye.